Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Here we are almost at the end of April 2024. I know, I can't believe it either. We're solidly 1 month in the spring, and many of us have already planned or are in the process of planning our summer vacations. Many of us are out doing our gardens and, you know, doing our plantings and just looking forward to the longer days and the, you know, the longer nights and just being able to be out and enjoying nature. Well, for me, springtime is the time of year when I usually get my annual physical. And so it's a good time for us and me to pause and all of us to look back on how we're doing on our goals that we set at the beginning of the year, right? This spring, this whole thing of newness, this whole thing of new beginnings. And it's if you haven't, or if you've fallen off of the wagon, or if you haven't started, it's not too late to get started. Or if you've fallen off from what you had been doing, it's not too late to get back again, to get recommitted to what you had said that you would do and that we would do in 2024. And one of the most common goals that we make right at the beginning of every year is that we make this goal or this quest to be healthier. Healthier, whether it means to lose weight, whether it means getting into a better shape, whether it means eating healthier or setting workout goals or exercise or, you know, whatever, picking up a new hobby, whatever it is. This is a great time, right, to look at those things where we talked about trying to be healthy and do better in terms of our health. And so it is really important that we take care of our bodies. And let's start from the practical standpoint, right? The condition or the health of our bodies affects other areas of our lives. Well, how do we know? Physical health and mental health and mental well-being are inextricably linked. Why? If we have a physical injury, it can lead to mental health issues and vice versa. Let me just pause right now. I know somebody who, one of their children had gotten, hurt playing sports. And so they were telling me that their child really was going through kind of this depression because they couldn't play the sport that they loved. And so, again, there we see that link. And then the other part is true. Sometimes if we have things that are going on psychologically or mentally, mental health wise, it absolutely affects our physical health. It affects our ability to eat, our energy, kind of all of that. So we just see that the connection between mental, physical, and spiritual health, right? And so physical activity can produce health benefits, including an elevated mood, and it can also help to reduce stress. And then healthy eating can also improve mental health, right? How many times have we, and I'll just pause, full transparency, like today, after my physical, I wanted to go get Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and waffle fries. And I said, are you crazy? You just came from your physical. So instead I had a grilled chicken salad, I had a green salad with grilled chicken and a vinaigrette dressing, right? Making healthier choices, and actually felt really great about the choice, enjoyed my lunch, and just felt great after. So good physical health leaves a person feeling better in the long term. And as the American Heart Association puts it, quote, physical activity boosts mental wellness. Regular physical activity can relieve tension, anxiety, depression, and anger, end quote. So again, it's a medical fact that when we are physically active, physically healthy, or when we're mentally healthy, again, they impact each other. And so when God created us with a body, a soul, and a spirit, lowercase s with that spirit, y'all. And these three are interconnected. If we are unhealthy or undisciplined in any one of these areas, it impacts the others. And here's a great example of what I mean. Has there been a time when you just weren't emotionally or mentally feeling great? And then you say to yourself, I just need to get some fresh air, right? And so what do? You decide if you're at work, you decide to go for a walk around the parking lot. Or if you're at home, you decide to go for just a quick walk in the neighborhood. And then either way, when you're done, you come back to your desk at work or you come back inside. And all of a sudden, you're feeling kind of refreshed. You're feeling a little bit better. You got a little bit more energy. Things aren't quite as bleak. Maybe that thing you were stuck on, now all of a sudden you're not stuck. You get the picture, right? You find yourself feeling refreshed and ready to take on whatever tasks that lie ahead simply by taking that little break and going out and getting you some fresh air. And so our physical well-being involves us having proper nutrition, strength, flexibility, aerobic conditioning, balance, weight, and sleep. Kind of all of these factors impact our psychological and our emotional well-being. What do I mean? Let me give you an example that everybody on this podcast, that's listening to this podcast, can relate to. How many of us are grumpy when we don't have enough sleep? Or how many of us are irritable when we're hungry, right? And again, it's a direct result of something physical happening that's causing this emotional response. And the opposite is true. And so a scripture that comes to mind that really exemplifies this union between body, soul, and spirit is 3 John, verse number 2. And it reads, Beloved, from the New King James Version, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. The New Living Translation reads it this way. The New Living Translation says, Dear friends, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. You see, this scripture clearly points to the fact that there are physical and spiritual components of our well-being. And so from the spiritual side, the Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says, Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God? And God has placed His, with a capital S, Spirit, inside of us. And how amazing is that? That God would take these vessels of clay, these earthen vessels, as the Bible talks about us, and place His Holy Spirit inside of us. And this immediately got me to thinking about our natural bodies. It got me to think about our natural houses. And I'm literally talking about our brick and mortar physical homes, houses that we live in. Because it is our place of abode, right? It is our responsibility to maintain it. It is our responsibility to keep it in proper order. It's our responsibility, right, to do maintenance work and repairs and upkeep and all of that. And so as parents and grandparents and legal guardians and aunties and uncles and anybody who's listening to this podcast as a responsible adult, it is our responsibility to take care of our homes. Why? Because the people that we love live in them, right? Right. So if we can take care of our physical houses because the people that we love live in them, how much more should we take care of our physical bodies because the God that we love and the God who loves us chose to take up residence inside of us? And so the physical house is perishing, right? And so is this physical body is perishing, but that which is placed inside of it lasts throughout all of eternity. And so we understand that keeping our bodies healthy does not guarantee us a longer life. How do I know? Come on. Let's go to the Word. And I know we're studying Job, and we'll get to this in Job in the men's Bible study. But Job chapter 14, verse 5, the New Living Translation tells us, You, talking about God, this is Job talking to God, You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we live, and we are not given a minute longer, right? So Job is saying, listen, our days are numbered, the months that we have to live, and God, whatever that preset time is, we don't get a minute longer. So then I hear you. So the question then becomes, so Tony, well, if that's the case, then why worry about our bodies? Well, here it is. I've already given you my first response to this question. It's because someone we love, God's Holy Spirit, dwells there. Just like you take care of your home, we take care of our homes, because our loved ones, our families live there, how much more then should we take care of these physical bodies because God's Holy Spirit dwells with us? But my other response to this question is that it's not just about the quantity of our lives, right? I.e. how many days we live. Job already told us that God has already decided the length of our lives and how many months we'll live, and we won't get one moment longer. But here's why we should take care of our bodies. It's about the quality of our lives. That is, how have others been impacted by the God in us because we live, right? What do I mean? In terms of length of life, let's go straight to the master. Jesus himself lived a very short period of time on earth. Jesus lived only 33 years. Now, come on. In today's world, 33 years, you are really just hitting your stride. I love this term. Many of our millennials say that they're adulting, right? And you're just really beginning to understand who you are and understand what it means to be grown and all of that, right? And so here it is. In terms of length of life, again, Jesus only lived 33 years, but in terms of impact, here we are some over 2,000 years later, still talking about the impact of this man called Jesus, this God man called Jesus, this God incarnate called Jesus, right? And the word of the Lord in Luke 4:18 says, "And he came to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed," right? In terms of impact, he used the body that God gave him to impact us, and we're still being impacted. He did all of this by the power of God working in and through his body, right? And so at the end of the day, we too must present our bodies as living sacrifices so that God can use them as God sees fit to be witnesses for him in the earth. What do I mean? I know it's right because it sounds cliche, but understand this, that people see when people will see our good works, when they see us handing out blankets in the dead of winter, people will see our good works when they see us giving away food boxes and boxes and baskets, and they see our good works. They see our bodies at work when we're coaching at soccer or basketball or baseball, or even if we're not coaching, but we're parents on the sidelines and we're cheering our children on or our grandchildren or our neighbor's kids or our friend's kids. They see us teaching in a classroom or school setting. They see us running a business or running, having a managerial position in corporate America. They see us on the football field or the baseball diamond or the basketball court. They see us in how we love our families. They see us in how we treat our neighbors and our community. They see us going on the highways and byways and telling people about this Jesus, not just in name, but in terms of how we live. What are our bodies demonstrating? What are we doing with these bodies? You see, I know and I understand the church, my brothers and my sisters, is not the buildings that we go into. Let me put it this way. It's not limited to the buildings that we go into on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. That's a part of it, but that's not the church that God was talking about. The church that God was talking about is these living bodies that he's given us, where his spirit dwells inside of us, and that we are to be his hands, his feet, his eyes, his ears, his arms, his love, his care, his compassion, fully demonstrated in the earth. God is working on the earth through, guess what? Through bodies, through people. Yes. And so I say this, understanding too, that many of us have ailments and conditions in our bodies. And here it is, my brothers and my sisters, but we still must present those bodies, in whatever condition, whatever ailments, whatever fragmented bodies, broken that we may have, right? Why? Because Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And so here it is. I know people right now who have been dealing with chronic health challenges, I mean, for years. Chronic meaning long-term. Chronic meaning is a daily thing. I know people right now, my brothers and my sisters, who have been dealing with chronic mental and psychological issues, I mean, for years. And yet, in every instance, in every individual that I'm thinking of right now, you would never know what they were going through unless they told you. Why? Because they have committed their bodies to God. And God is using them mightily in ministry and in the marketplace and in their homes and on their jobs and in their communities. God is using them mightily for His glory, and you would not know the pain or the suffering or the agony that they're going through because they have committed their bodies as living sacrifices unto the Lord, and God is getting the glory out of them. And so I really just want to encourage us to take heart and to take hold and do the things that are necessary for us to take care of these bodies. Yes, I know they're going to the ground and to dust they'll return, but in the meantime, let's do all that we can to use these bodies that God has given us so that we can commit them to Him for His glory. So I ask, and my challenge for you and my challenge for me is, let's make a conscious decision and a conscious choice every day to present our bodies as living sacrifices unto the Lord so that God can be glorified. Well, how? By people seeing the good works that we're doing with these bodies that God has given us. And so remember, my brothers and my sisters, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle.
Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.